You're listening to SBS News.
5 years ago, a 116-year-old section of the Australian Constitution threatened to undo the government. Section 44 bars anyone who is a subject or citizen or entitled to the rights of a subject or citizen of a foreign power from being elected into Parliament. In total, 15 sitting politicians stood down over their dual citizenship, briefly costing the then Turnbull government its lower house majority. But 5 years later, both major parties have been caught out again, each losing a candidate over dual citizenship. Constitutional law expert Professor Cheryl Saunders from the University of Melbourne says the section was written in a hugely different context.
The section actually uses the words subject or citizen of a foreign power. And so the question is, well, who was a foreign power in 1901? When the Australian Constitution came into effect, and Australia was still a colony within the British Empire. Now, really, no other countries in that very large British Empire at the time were foreign powers. So the context has changed dramatically, and it's left us with a situation that we need to decide how to manage.
To change any part of the Constitution, Australia needs to hold a referendum, and that would be both lengthy and costly. But in a country often lauded as the most successful multicultural nation on earth, Professor Saunders says there's no doubt the section poses a problem.
It's a problem for a country that is very multicultural, happily multicultural, and has such a lot of dual citizens. In essence, Section 44 precludes them from a key political right, from running for elected office at the national level. You know, in principle, that's very problematic. In practice, it's difficult to know what to do about it.
Looking at the numbers, there's little doubt Australia's parliament has an issue with representation. Australia's most recent data shows only 4.1% of all parliamentarians come from a non-European background. That's compared with an estimated 21% of the general population. The same ratio is reflected in today's cabinet. Only one of the 24 ministers comes from a non-European background. Acting director of the Sydney Policy Lab and Australia's former Race Discrimination Commissioner, Professor Tim Soutphommasane, says those numbers are simply not reflective of modern Australia.
On current form, you'd have to multiply the number of non-European background parliamentarians by at least five in order to reach something representing our modern character today. If we don't have a parliament that reflects us, its legitimacy will suffer. It means that those in our community don't necessarily see themselves part of the major institutions that make up who we are.
And it appears Australia is lagging behind other nations. In the UK, ethnic minorities make up 10% of parliament, compared with 14% of the population. And in the US, it's 23% of politicians, compared with 36% of the country. Professor Soutphommasane says Australians are aware of the issue and the frustration is building.
There's frustration, there's anger, there's disappointment. But most of all, there's this risk that we will have people in our communities feeling that they're excluded from our institutions and feeling like second-class citizens. If our major political parties don't address this problem and start thinking seriously about cultural diversity and setting targets for their candidates to ensure that there's greater representation of our community, then it's unlikely we'll see change anytime soon.
Changing Section 44 alone probably won't fix that. Most of the politicians caught out by it come from a European background. But culturally diverse communities say it's one of many structural barriers stopping them from participating, and that does need addressing. Fowler in Sydney's southwest is a Labor stronghold, but the party stirred anger there last year when it overlooked local lawyer Tu Lee, a Vietnamese Australian, to pre-select career politician Christina Keneally, living almost 50 kilometres away. Miss Lee says the community was left feeling let down.
There is a sense that as a community, we are taken for granted, especially because this has been an experience time and time again for these communities where candidates are parachuted in that aren't necessarily local and don't necessarily reflect the diversity within the community.
Ms. Lee says the barriers to participation are many and varied. She believes it will take a lot of will from both major parties to remove them.
The first thing is that you don't have the institutional knowledge and, you know, you don't have those connections and the networks. And those are some things that you have to build organically and start building. There's almost this sense of, you know, we're still guests in this country. We don't have a right to things like running for parliament.
Her experience shows Section 44 is not the only barrier, nor the biggest. But with the number of dual citizens in the millions, that's a significant portion of Australians ruled out before the race even begins. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.